Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. Tempted by the devil, he ate nothing during those 40 days. And when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone you shall serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." The devil had finished every temptation. He departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to make a sacrifice of obedience and trust to the Lord. As we hear in Deuteronomy, Moses called us to offer such a sacrifice of the animals and of the first fruits, which doesn't make sense in our human reasoning. It's not efficient to offer the first fruits of crops and animals. It's not efficient in our way of thinking. However, these are signs of obedience and trust in the Lord. And inasmuch as we are obedient and trust in the Lord will take care of us, lead us to the promised land, our heavenly homeland. The Israelites learned this lesson through their 40 years in the desert. But they had to put away their false idols, to acknowledge the one true God, to enter into sacrifice and purification in order to follow the Lord in truth and holiness. This was a difficult lesson that they learned over 40 years. We are called to imitate the Israelites by entering into the 40 days in the desert that Jesus traveled. Now we can recognize and know that Jesus, as he went 40 days in the desert, took hold of all of us in his mystical body, the church. He entered into the temptations for our sake and was tempted in us in the mystical body. So the temptations that he endured were part of our temptations. And you recognize the pattern of temptations here. It may seem that this great encounter with the evil one seems obscure, something that we cannot really understand today, like some story that is beyond us. Though if we were to put it into modern terms, in a sense, if Hollywood were to make a movie about this, they might rewrite it, the temptations of the mystical body of Christ, in an updated version. We could recognize perhaps a great prophet coming to the mystical body, which is all of us, all of humanity today. And the prophet proclaims after a time of great famine, perhaps great wars, even nuclear war, that I can provide you now food and abundance. For we have encountered aliens from another world. And these aliens have given us knowledge about how to manipulate the ground so that we can make bread from the earth, make bread from rocks. You see, the demons can propose this because they have higher knowledge of the sciences, about the workings of nature, even the quantum nature. And in the plot of the movie goes on, then these aliens come and they speak about a great higher wisdom. They point to a figure called Maitreya, perhaps, who gives a higher wisdom, and they tell all people, go worship this, give him attention and adoration, and he will teach you higher wisdom, this great ascended master. So that most of the people flock to this great so-called master of wisdom to learn how to live and to manipulate nature. And then this so-called master proclaims to all the people, all come to me, I can give you control over the world, over all the nations of the world. And many people come and flock to him for so-called safety and security. And then the whole world is adoring this ascended master. No, if we were to see such a plot unfolding, it would be the signs of the Antichrist. This is because it denies the way of Christ and takes hold of the temptations of Satan, which are, in truth, lies and manipulations. You see, the demons, as I said, can manipulate nature because they know the secret, in our understanding, the secret forces of nature, the ways of thinking that our science does not know, because they know nature greater than any human being. They have greater intelligence. They know the nature of all things in the universe in a greater way than humans do. And they are, in truth, aliens from this world, because they are not of this world. They're from the angelic realm. In that sense, so are the angels. Angels, too, are aliens from this world. And then they can also predict certain scientifically understood things like the future of weather, the geology, earthquakes. So if we were to see signs and wonders performed by some great majestic figure, we should not be surprised. This would be to draw people in. This would surely be the way of the world. But the signs and wonders that they were to give would not be lasting. See, Satan cannot give signs and wonders that last unto eternity. And the kingdom that he promises, he truly can deliver, because he has been given reign over all the politics and the manipulations of this world. As we just look around and can see all the wars that have been started, all the political manipulations, these are influenced by Satan and our fallen human nature. However, what he offers to us is control over the kingdoms of the world through despotism and tyranny. It is really a slavery. So one has control by enslaving everyone. And what will come is persecution, death, and torture for those who oppose the way of Satan. This is the rule that he offers. and the signs and wonders that he offers do not compare with the signs and wonders that the Lord offers. See, Satan offers certain things of this world, temptations and pleasures, perhaps to extend your life for a couple years. We know that the Lord too did perform miracles, continues to perform miracles of healing, even tremendous things that give people food, physical healings, walking on water, signs to the world. But the greatest miracle that he gives is his very death and resurrection. The fact that he has overcome death itself. And this is what he offers to us. The resurrection unto life eternal. This is a greater sign and wonder than anything that Satan or any so-called aliens can offer. So then, to follow the Lord and to truly take hold of the great gift that he wants to give unto us, we must enter into his sacrifice, passion, death, and resurrection. This is the way of the Lord. We must enter into the desert with the Lord. To enter into the sacrifice for a time. To reject the manipulations of this world. To put on Christ alone as a true Savior and God alone as the true God. And to put away the temptation, look for temporary satisfying signs and wonders. But for the great sign of the death and resurrection of our Lord leading to eternal life. If we enter into this way with the Lord, we will persevere and we will enter into the promised land the Lord promised to us, that which was greater than that of Israel, the land filled with milk and honey, the land of heavenly delight that will last for all eternity, leading to the time in which we have the resurrection of the body and the new heavens and new earth. This is our hope. This is why we enter into the Lent of our times. The Lent that will lead to the purification of ourselves, the Lent of the body of Christ that will purify the body of Christ, that will lead to the resurrection of the body of Christ, to the time of peace, the time that the Lord has promised. Let us persevere in suffering and sacrifice in this time with the Lord, so that we may rejoice with him in the time to come. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.